This is Radio Nepal MTK Prasad Khadga with news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Podil urges developed countries to fulfill their commitment made to addressing climate change impacts. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli warns of terminating the contract works on Narayanagarh-Butwal Road project if works on Narayanagarh-Butwal Road project didn't commence by next month. Nagdunga Road to remain partially closed for a week for maintenance starting today, and Republicans projected to win House of Representatives, ensuring their full control of U.S. Congress. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil has urged all the developed countries to fulfill their commitments made to addressing the climate change impacts. President Podil made the call during a bilateral meeting with President of the Republic of Azerbaijan, Ilham Aliyev, there today. According to Kiran Pokhrel, the President's press advisor, the head of the state said that Nepal has its full commitment to the Paris Agreement on climate change. Nepal has set the target of achieving the zero carbon emission milestone by 2045, 5 years ahead of the globally set target. On the occasion, President Podil also drew the attention of the Azerbaijan to the good investment opportunity in Nepal in the agriculture, tourism and water resources sectors. President Podil on Tuesday addressed the World Leaders Climate Action Summit, a high-level session held under the ongoing COP29. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podil, who reached Azerbaijan on Monday, the 11th of November, to attend the COP29 conference, left for Doha of Qatar en route to home. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed concern over the delay in completing the Narayanagarh-Butwal Road project, part of the East-West Highway. The Prime Minister conveyed this during a meeting with the relevant ministers, officials, legislators and people's representatives from Rupandehi, Nolprasi, Bardagat, Susta West and Nolprasi, Bardagat, Susta East at his official residence in Balwata today. Prime Minister Oli on the occasion warned that the government would be compelled to terminate the contract works on the project if the work on the project did not commence by the next month. The government had signed a contract with the China State Construction Engineering Corporation for the project on the 22nd of March in 2019, with an initial deadline for completion set for the 7th of August in 2022. However, progress on the project has been slow, with only 52% of the work completed so far and 44% of the payment already made. The Nagdunga Road is to be partially closed for a week, starting today for slope cutting works on the Sisnekola section of Thading, leading towards the west portal of the Nagdunga Tunnel under the Tribhuvan Highway. In a notice issued today, the Nagdunga Tunnel Way Construction Project announced that the project road will be partially closed daily from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. until the 20th of November. During this time, the road will be closed on the both ends for 20 minutes. The travelers are advised to use alternative roads during these closed periods. Almost 79% of the drilling work under the exploration of petroleum products has been completed in Jaljali area of Bhairabi Rural Municipality 1 in Dailak District. Chief of the Petroleum Project Division under the Department of Mines and Geology, Ganeshnath Tripathi, said 79% of the drilling work has been completed so far. Exploration of petroleum product is going on with a grant of 2.5 billion rupees from Chinese government. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagrung has said that as many as 300,000 jobs could be created in the coming 3 years through the IT industries. Inaugurating the start of an IDFS 2024 in Kathmandu today, Minister Grung made the remark while expecting support from the private sector for the development of IT industries. He also pledged policy revision in the first year and budget management and action in the second year. Communication Minister Gurung also elaborated that the government will unveil AI policy, prepare IT infrastructure and allocate budgets for the same. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattacharya has asked the concerned agencies to improve the academic results of grade 11 and 12. At a meeting of the Education and Human Resource Development Centre of Education Council Secretariat today, Minister Bhattacharya directed the officials to bring about reforms in academic achievements. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेड मा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal government has intensified its efforts to combat gender-based violence. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens has launched an integrated service access project aimed at preventing and responding to gender-based violence. The ministry has also begun drafting the National Gender Audit Manual as part of its ongoing commitment to addressing the violence. With the onset of the winter season, migratory birds from as far as Mongolia, China, Siberia, Russia and other countries have been spotted in three rivers in Sitwan district. Bagmati Province Coordinator of Nepalese Ornithological Union, Basu Bidari, said that more than 40 species of birds have arrived in Rapti, Narayani and Riu rivers in Sitwan. The birds arrive in Nepal in search of food as the rivers are frozen in the winter season in different countries. Now is sports news update. The Cricket Association of Nepal CAN has decided to honour players of the under-19 women's team with 250,000 rupees each for qualifying for the under-19 women's World Cup. Issuing a press statement today, CAN announced the prize money for all players. Also, the officials will receive 150,000 rupees for their contribution in the victory. The women's team of Nepal defeated the UAE by 8 wickets on Wednesday to qualify for the World Cup scheduled in Malaysia next year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The Republicans are projected to control the House of Representatives in the U.S. Congress. The BBC cited its U.S. partner CBS News as expecting the Republicans will win a maximum of 218 seats, with their final number likely ending up between 220 and 222. So far, the Democrats have 208 seats with 9 still to be called. This means U.S. President-elect Donald Trump now has full control of both chambers of the Congress, having already backed a majority in the Senate, the upper chamber. As Republicans take control of both the houses of Congress, Trump has continued to put forth nominations for top cabinet positions. Sri Lanka is counting votes cast on Thursday in a snap general election that will decide if the country will give its new leftist president greater legislative power. According to the Reuters news agency, President Anuradha Dissanayake was elected in September, but his National People's Power Coalition had just three of parliament's 225 seats, prompting him to dissolve it and seek a fresh mandate. More than 8,800 candidates are in the fray in an election marked by a low-key campaign. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kusi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Pauril urges developed countries to fulfill their commitment made to addressing climate change impacts. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli warns of terminating the contract if works on Narayanghat-Butwal road project didn't commence by next month. Nagdunga road to remain partially closed for a week for maintenance is starting today. And Republicans are projected to win House of Representatives, ensuring their full control of the U.S. Congress. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this help, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.